Hey, this is Meredith's husband. I've got some SEO advice for you, but I'm going to keep it really simple so that you can understand it, so it makes sense, and most importantly, so you can actually use it. Your website launched.
My website did launch. I was very proud of it, finally. Only took 47 years, so not so bad.
So you mentioned that you had some questions.
I do.
I also had talked about the upcoming launch and something I was going to do with that. And I would like to revisit that.
Oh,
I'd like to answer your questions.
Yes.
And then I do want to talk about, there's a couple things that anytime, if by chance you are relaunching your own site or you're thinking about relaunching, there's a couple things that I always have to say whenever I'm talking about this topic that you have to be sure, because I've seen this many times and people don't do it and it's a big mess up. So
this is very pertinent. This is very pertinent.
So I will start with that. I'll say the first thing that you want to do after a relaunch is you go to Google and you use the site command, S-I-T-E colon, and then your domain. Just the domain. You don't need to include the HTTPS and the www. So it's just S-I-T-E colon, Meredith-Zinner-Photography.com.
Shall I do this?
No, I've already done this.
Oh, thank you, baby.
And then you go through and you click on all the links. Hopefully your site, you don't have thousands and thousands of pages, but try to click on at least the first couple pages of links. Make sure all the pages work.
Right. Because, you know, you think that when you're going through your website and you're clicking on them, you think that you're doing that. But
there's no way. You cannot manually check all the links in a website. But this is a little bit even different.
I mean, you can. Hopefully, it's just you're going to miss them.
It takes forever and you're going to miss. There's just
you
not
lose your place.
Realistically possible. Yeah. Where are many programs can do that in just a matter of seconds.
And the program that we use is site colon.
Site colon, your domain. Check all the links. They should all work. Now, hopefully, before you relaunched your website, you put in redirects so that if any URLs were changing, people will be redirected to the new page if those pages have changed. And that's what we're checking here.
Okay.
If you don't do that, if you missed any, here is your chance to catch it. You have a bit of a grace period. You know, Google is not going to kick pages or websites out of the index because you have a missing page for a day or two
or a week. We're humans and things do take time.
Yeah, things happen. So,
check it
now. And if any pages, if you see any 404 errors, obviously you missed a redirect. So
great. And you go into your original site and you fix them. And then do you go back to Google and do the site colon person?
I would do that, yes.
Good to know.
And if you don't know what redirects are or you don't know how to place them, you can go to meredithshusband.com. It's in the free. I have guides on how to do that. So go to meredithshusband.com, join or log in if you've already logged in. It's free. And just do a search right in the very top search bar for redirects. And I have some things that explain what they are, how to do them, et cetera.
That's so nice of you.
So assuming that's all working, all your pages are working, then you're okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And did you do that for me?
I did that for you.
And were there any link? Thank you, first of all.
Of course there were not, because I did all the redirects beforehand.
I did some too.
But you still want to check. You still need to check.
Yeah. But were there many? Because I did a lot myself.
You did?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, this is news to me.
Yeah.
You did redirects?
Yeah. Oh, no. I didn't do redirects. I made sure the links worked. All the links worked.
Good job. Okay, so now you have some questions. Okay. Then I'm going to talk about, remember I discussed eBrands a while ago and how we were going to have them do some fundamental work on your new site?
Oh, yeah.
I'll touch base on this, but first, let's talk about what questions do you have?
Okay, I launched my site. I also paid for an ad to send it out to people in my neighborhood. There are some people who are seeing it. I also submitted a video for a contest. So if there has ever been a time where I've actively done any sort of publicity, and I even did a blog on that video. And so what I want to know is, because I have yet to get any inquiries, and I recognize my prices are very much higher than other people. However, I want to know what worked, what didn't work. Like, how long people spent, what pages I may need to rework, all of the stuff that people want to know.
Okay. So you want to check your, you relaunched your site. It's been a couple of weeks. You want to give it, you know, a couple of weeks and then check.
Like two.
Which is good. That's the appropriate amount of time. If you relaunch your site, you don't want to go check traffic the next day or two or three because you can't see any trend, any results or anything like that.
Because the spiders are still working, connecting the links.
Kind of. Yes. So I would say the first thing you probably want to do is check out, and this is true for any, again, anytime you launch a site, you want to go to Google Search Console and check the number of impressions.
Yes.
To see, because then a couple of weeks since the site has launched, if there's any problem, then that will be event. So you want to see, is my site still appearing in Google? Impressions, how often does my site appear in Google? Then you can check on the number of clicks, how many people are clicking through Google to get to your site. But really what you'll want to do is you'll want to then go to Google Analytics and you'll want to see how much traffic is coming to my site. Where are they? How much is coming from Google? Mm. But then how much is coming from this other site where this article was published? That would be a referral visit. So you'd look at referral traffic.
Okay. I should be writing this down.
You don't need to write this down because I'm the one who's going to be doing this.
Okay.
So if you remember, I think a few months ago, we were getting close to this website relaunch, and I said, I'm going to have eBrands do just the fundamental SEO.
Was it a different name?
No, it was eBrands.
Okay. All right. It just sounds new to me.
Yeah. They are, as a reminder, they are an Indian company. They are the only really offshore SEO company I've ever been at all happy with.
Offshore meaning not – what is offshore
not meaning? Not in the U.S.
Got it.
Offshore is typically going to mean in a country where the currency is much weaker than the dollar, so that it's, i.e., very cheap. India, Philippines, Pakistan, like all these places would be considered offshore.
Okay.
They're also literally off.
Yeah, that's what I mean, that's what I saw in my brain, but I just wanted to make sure that's was valid. That's what I see in my brain. It isn't always valid.
So I did that. I set up eBrands. And we've done 2 months. I just went ahead with whatever they recommended. I told them about the site and told them, okay, this is our geographic area. Here's the site. I went with what they recommended. They recommended I think it was like the silver package or something. It was a little over $400 a month. Whoa. They do all this stuff. They've did it a little bit before the website relaunched. They've done some after the website relaunched. Huh. And I've got to say, it hasn't been great.
Interesting.
I mean, I did not expect it to be great. Like I said in the previous episode, this is going to be foundational work. Remember that people are doing it. It's English, not even their first language. So it's going to be a little rough around the edges, but it's a good value.
Yeah. And their English is far
fine.
Better
like,
than
yes.
ours.
It's probably,
it's
probably as good as me's.
Yes. Or mine's.
God, can't wait for the laughter to die down.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're going to be here a while, folks.
Not great. Really not impressed. And there's a few reasons. I found it frustrating. I think most small business owners are going to find it frustrating.
How so?
For a couple different reasons. Number one, eBrands, their focus is on doing SEO for SEO agencies, not for end users. So they're all set up to be like white labeled and you have like a dashboard.
And define white label.
White label it like let's say you go and you hire an SEO firm and they're doing your SEO for you and they give you a monthly report. That monthly report is going to be really created by and sent from eBrands with your logo on it. That would be white labeling. That's pretty common at the less expensive end of SEO agencies. They're just going to ship it overseas. They're going to do your work. So eBrands, and like I said during that episode, they've become the largest SEO company in the world. And they do that by servicing SEO agencies, not by servicing business owners directly. So the frustration when I was trying to do this for a single website, was that the process didn't really make sense. And I think it's probably going to be equally or even more frustrating for somebody who is a business owner. The feedback and the process is just going to seem confusing.
Mm. Okay. Well, that's good to know. Do you want to maybe put that as a disclaimer after that episode?
Yeah, I might do that.
You know, just like, hey, we tried this. weren't so thrilled. Here's an update.
Right.
Don't waste
right.
your time doing this because it's not going to help.
Yeah.
That would be helpful to people.
Yeah, I think I am. And that's a good idea. I think I will do that. And I'm going to pause that process because it just I don't see the value there. And also because of their typical clients, like I said, are SEO agencies, not the business owner themselves. And for that reason, they do a lot of things that I just don't think are very worthwhile.
Such as?
Like they're going to start creating videos for social media. And they do a whole bunch of stuff that I know doesn't really matter, but it helps them. I know there is a demand for them. Agencies will promote these services and people will buy those services, but I know they really don't help. So I'm really not interested in that.
Yeah. That's good to know. Yeah, I would definitely, after we do this, add a little disclaimer that say, in the middle of the podcast saying, hey.
At the beginning.
Or even at the beginning. I would do it at the beginning. We don't want to waste people's time, she said, after wasting everybody's time.
So does that help? Does it? Do you feel like you
can? Yeah, I'm going to go to Google Analytics and look it up. Yeah, no, it's good. You just, you have a website, you put it out there, you want to see what's working. I do. I mean, I'm sure that's why people are listening to this here podcast.
Well, that because we're so charming.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for listening. We really hope that you find this helpful and useful. And if you do, what you could do for us as a thanks would be to, drumroll please, yes, leave a review. Yes, everybody says it, I know, but it really does make a difference. Take 3 seconds, leave as many stars, say something really nice about what you like about the podcast and maybe why other people would like it. It would mean the world to us, especially my husband. That better? All right, I'm going to try one where I'm not going to be charming.